Let us pray. O God, as we meet together in prayer, please hear our prayers and the prayers of our friends who will listen to this service later on. O God, as we have sat in our comfortable homes this week, we have seen visions on our TV screens of destruction and terror. We have seen homes and businesses destroyed, lives lost, and families torn apart. We've seen the faces of people who can't believe this horror is really happening. They have the look of bewilderment, disbelief, and grief. Please, dear God, give comfort and hope to the people of Venezuela as they try to build their lives again. We thank God that we've also seen acts of bravery, hard work, and love by the many volunteers helping to rescue so many missing people. We see them digging in rubble with their bare hands. Please, God, be with them all as they deal with the trauma of what they have witnessed. We continue to pray for peace in our world. So much of our world is at war, where lives and infrastructures are being destroyed. We think of the people in Ukraine, Middle East, Sudan, and the thousands of displaced people living in refugee camps, food or comfort. We pray now for families on school holidays, praying that they will enjoy time together and build family memories. We pray for families where home isn't a happy place. Send them help, support, comfort and love, and services to help ease their pain. We pray that all families will be kept safe as they travel or enjoy exciting experiences. We pray, dear God, for our church family. Some are bravely dealing with pain and other health issues that come with the aging process. Help us to be kind to each other, unjudgmental, and to understand each other's differences. Pray for the younger members of our congregation who are still working. May they feel satisfied in their work. They do, and make time for rest. We give thanks for our church members and other volunteers who have worked very hard to make our refresh shop look bright and even more welcoming. Kenmore Uniting Church is blessed to have so many dedicated volunteers. Bless them all, dear God. We give thanks for the work of our minister, Reverend David. Keep him and his family safe and happy. We're thankful for church council, property committees, musicians, and all those who helped to make Kenmore Uniting Church a good place to be. We ask as we leave church today, our week will be filled with care, good humour, and love for others. Amen.